This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. And we send peace and blessings upon our beloved, our Habib, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is a beautiful one. And the topic is maintainers of masajid. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He actually tells us in the Quran that the sign of a piety in person is that he honors the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says in the Quran that masajid, they are of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you visit a masjid, you must have a mindset that you are actually a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The role of masajid, my brothers and sisters, is so pivotal, is so significant that it is so much surrounded with our lives. Subhanallah. That is the reason we are told to pray five times a day. Where? In the masajid. So when we actually go to the masajid, we are actually going towards the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masajids are so important that whenever we enter into masjid, we actually start to feel fulfillment and contentment and peace in our lives. We are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, guests need to honor the host. Subhanallah. Masajids, my brothers and sisters, are the places where the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens. The dhikr of Allah is the greatest thing that you and me can have in order to achieve peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Unquestionably, with the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find what? Serenity, peace. So, masajids are the place of the dhikr of Allah. And the greatest dhikr, subhanallah, is the dhikr of the Quran, the Kalamullah. That is what we recite in the masajid, the glorious Quran. While we pray, we recite what? We recite Quran. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We acknowledge and affirm and feel the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So masajids are so important. You know, I would want you to imagine our lives without masajid. Allahu Akbar. It would have been a great gap between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah's wisdom is so high that He placed masajids for us, places of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives so that we may be in constant touch with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this powerful worship to Allah Rabbul Izzah in the masajid where we pray. We do the remembrance of Allah. We recite the Quran. We do halaqat where we talk and we remind each other about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the importance of life, about the importance of the hereafter, about so many things that will help us to achieve success of both the worlds. So my brothers and sisters, let us ensure that we get attached to the masajid. We should have a special feeling for every masjid that we carry. Subhanallah. I would like you to remind about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the seven categories of the people who will get the arsh of Allah when there'll be no arsh, there'll be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the categories of the people are those people whose hearts are attached with the masajid. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, our hearts must be attached with the masajid. Our hearts must be yearning every single time to go to the masajid, to be there, to spend time, quality time in the masjid, to spend some moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid, to recite the Quran in the masjid, because there is a lot of barakah, there is a lot of blessing that we actually gain while we are there in the masjid. Let us make sure that our children are also get attached with the masjid. Take them frequently to the masjid and tell them the role of the masjid in their lives. Tell them how important it is, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they are the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us attach our hearts to the masjid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us wisdom and willingness to go to the masjid constantly. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to grant protection from all kinds of evils and harms to this beautiful nation, the UAE. We ask Allah Almighty to bless and have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to ease the matters of the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.